So we begin this new season of Advent, and indeed the whole of the liturgical year, with this wonderful vision of the prophet Isaiah. This vision of people, nations indeed, streaming towards the city of God, to Mount Zion, the place where the temple of God was built and constructed. Now remember, at the time that Isaiah wrote this prophecy, if nations were coming, bearing their swords and their spears, it would have been a very dreadful image. Because the only reason that the nations would come to Jerusalem would be to siege it, would be to conquer it, would be to destroy it. And indeed, that was what would, in fact, historically happen. But the vision that Isaiah has is of the nations streaming to the mountain of the Lord, not to attack it, but to lay down their weapons and to transform their weapons into instruments, not of destruction, but of cultivation, instruments of life, instruments of vitality, instruments that could be used to fulfill that original commandment that was given in the book of Genesis, to be fruitful, to multiply, to share in the very creativity of God. And I think that that is what this season of Advent is especially about. I mean, we get so crazily busy in the midst of all of these things. We get so caught up into all of these functions and parties and end-of-year things that we feel compelled that we need to be part of. And it just begins to tear away at that very fabric of creativity, of rest, of streaming to the mountain of the Lord to be caught up in worship. Perhaps as we enter into this crazy December period, it's important for us to cling to this reminder that the church offers to us, to come indeed to the worship of the Lord, to come to the mountain of God, to make space just to rest in His love, to be renewed by the power of that love, to affect us, to change us, to transform our hearts and our lives. And above all, perhaps during these 4 weeks, these 4 Sundays of Advent, to make these days to be holy days, to make these days be these opportunities where we can have a sacred encounter with God. How do we do that? How do we cling to this opportunity to worship before the Lord? Well, I think that there are kind of 3 things that we need to make as a priority on our Sundays during this crazy season. First, to find those things where we delight, to find those activities, those events, those things that we're able to be creative, where we're able simply to rest and delight in whatever it is. And that can be as diverse and as creative as you can imagine it to be. But if there's something, maybe it's spending time with friends, maybe it is with family, maybe it's going out on a bushwalk, maybe it's going down to the beach. All of these are opportunities where we can just rest and delight in what the Lord has placed around us in our lives. So that opportunity to delight, maybe it's a hobby that you have and there's something that you just find so much life in being able to do this, then whatever it is that brings life to you, that delights you, make that a priority during this sacred day. A second thing is to something that connects us, something that truly connects us, not just Facebook, not just, you know, adding another tweet to the stream, but something that actually truly connects us with other people, particularly with family and friends. Find those things, whether it's organizing a meal, taking that chance just to rest in each other's presence, finding those opportunities to truly connect on a heart-to-heart level with other people, not in the madness of another function, but in the gift of one another's company. But above all else, to worship. to find that space just to make room for God. Yes, here at Mass is a wonderful beginning to that process, but it's hopeful to do other things that just give us that room to be, to pause and to rest in the presence of the God who loves us, a God who longs to spend time with us. And I think that's those three criteria, those things where we delight, those things that help us to connect, and those opportunities to worship God. Those are the things that should mark and characterize these Sabbath days. Now, some of you may have to work on a Sunday, like me, and so it's important to find another chance, another time during the week when it's helpful to do those things. And if it can't be a 24-hour period, then grab at least a few hours where these are my sacred hours. These are my times when I am free from all kinds of other things that stress me out, that add to these burdens, that add to all of those things that destroy rather than bring life. During this season of longing, this season of hope, this season of anticipation, the season where we look forward not just to the coming of Christ at Christmas, but to the ultimate coming of Christ at the dawn of a new age, of the new creation. Let this be a season to be renewed and refreshed, to find life, and to find that space and time to delight, to connect, and to worship.